This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the SBI method forces honest self-examination when you give feedback. The feedback tool that reveals as much about you as about them. In short, the SBI method does not just structure your feedback. It holds a mirror up to you before you deliver it. Describing the situation reveals whether your memory is fact or assumption. Naming the behavior exposes whether you observed what happened or interpreted why it happened. Stating the impact forces you to own your response rather than project blame onto another person. Definition: the SBI method is a three-part feedback structure using situation, behavior, and impact to deliver clear, observable, and objective feedback without personal judgment. It requires the giver to separate what happened from what they felt about it, building self-awareness in the process. I've watched people walk into feedback conversations with the best of intentions and walk out having done real damage, not because they were cruel, because they were unprepared. They had a feeling, they had a conclusion, and they had no structure to check whether either one was fair. The SBI method changes that. In Say It Right Every Time, I introduce this framework in Chapter 5 as a tool for delivering feedback that builds rather than destroys. But here is what I have come to believe after decades of using it. The SBI method does more than improve the feedback you give. It forces you to interrogate yourself before you open your mouth. And that self-examination is where genuine self-awareness begins. What the SBI method actually demands of you. Most feedback is vague. You tell someone they need to be more engaged, more professional, more of a team player. None of those phrases describe a behavior. They describe a judgment. And a judgment, delivered as feedback, does not help anyone grow. It just makes them defensive. The SBI method requires something harder precision. You must identify a specific situation, name an observable behavior, and state a concrete impact. That discipline does not just make the feedback clearer for the person receiving it. It reveals, to you, whether your feedback is grounded in fact or feeling. Here is the truth of it. Before you can give fair feedback, you must be honest with yourself about what you actually observed, what you assumed, and what is yours to own. The SBI method makes that honesty unavoidable. The three-part structure and the self-awareness it builds. In Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, I lay out the SBI method with a clear framework for giving feedback that unifies rather than divides. Here is how each component works, and what it forces you to confront about yourself. Step 1. Situation. What it is. Name the specific context. When did this happen? Where? In what setting? Why it builds self-awareness. You may think you remember clearly, but when you try to write down the exact situation, you often discover your memory is a blend of several incidents, or that you are drawing on a general impression rather than one concrete moment. That is a warning sign. If you cannot name the specific situation, your feedback is not ready to be delivered. In practice, during the leadership presentation on Tuesday morning is a situation. Whenever we have important meetings is not. The test is simple: could both you and the other person point to the same moment in time? If yes, you have a situation. If no, keep searching your memory. What it reveals about you. Struggling to pin down the situation often means you've been carrying a grievance for longer than you admitted. It can mean you have made a general judgment about someone's character, and you are now working backward to find evidence. The situation step catches that pattern early. Step 2. Behavior. What it is. Describe only what you observed, what you heard or saw. Not what you inferred. Not what you suspected. What actually happened. Why it builds self-awareness. This is where most people get into trouble. They slip from observable fact into interpreted intention. You seemed disengaged is not a behavior. You checked your phone 3 times during the presentation is. The distinction matters enormously. When you can only describe what you observed, you're forced to surrender the story you've been telling yourself about the other person. In practice, you interrupted me 2 times while I was presenting the key 3 findings is a behavior. You clearly did not respect my work is a judgment. The behavior is neutral. The judgment is yours. What it reveals about you. If you struggle to separate observation from interpretation, that struggle is data. It tells you that your emotional reaction to this person runs ahead of your evidence. That is worth knowing before you sit down to give feedback. Step 3. Impact. What it is. State the effect the behavior had on you, on the team, on the work, or on the outcome. White builds self-awareness. The impact step is where many people discover the response is disproportionate. When you write out the actual consequence of a behavior, you sometimes find the impact was minor, and the intensity of your reaction was rooted in something older, something personal. Or you find the impact was genuinely significant, which confirms the feedback is necessary. In practice, the impact was that two of the VPs had questions that went unanswered, and it made us look as prepared as a clear, specific consequence. The impact was that I was frustrated and felt undermined as real too, but it must stay yours, not projected onto the other person as their fault. What it reveals about you. Owning the impact as partly yours is an act of self-awareness. You are not just reporting facts. You are acknowledging your own emotional stake in the situation. That honesty makes the feedback more trustworthy to the person who receives it. Checking your intention before you speak. There is a step I always take before using the SBI method, and it is the one most people skip. I call it the intention check. It is a single, honest question you ask yourself: am I giving this feedback to help this person, or to make myself feel better? Feedback is a responsibility, not a right. I wrote and say it right every time. Giving feedback is a responsibility, not a right. It is a responsibility to your colleagues, to your team, and to your organization. And the primary goal of that responsibility is to be helpful. If your feedback is not helpful, it is just noise. That test is a self-awareness exercise. If your honest answer to the intention question is relief, vindication, or dominance, the feedback needs to wait. Prepare the SBI structure, set it aside, and return to it when your purpose is genuinely the other person's growth. For high-stakes conversations, where you feel your own defensiveness rising, the core framework for staying calm under pressure is a useful companion tool. A worked example: how the method exposes your blind spots. Let me give you a real situation. A manager notices that a team member, someone she has always found difficult to read, has not been contributing in morning meetings. She is frustrated. Her instinct is to say, "You have been completely checked out lately, and it is affecting team morale." That sentence fails every part of the SBI test. There is no specific situation. Checked out is an interpretation, not a behavior. And affecting team morale is a sweeping claim with no concrete impact. When she sits down to prepare the SBI structure, something interesting happens. She cannot name a single meeting where he failed to contribute. She can name two. That is different from lately. She remembers him speaking in three other meetings that week. She starts to wonder whether her frustration comes from his quietness, not from his disengagement. That is not a personality flaw in him. That is a bias in her. The SBI method has just done its job, not for him, but for her. The conversation she eventually has is this: "In Tuesdays and Wednesdays morning meetings, I noticed you did not share any input when we discussed the Q4 plan. The impact was that we moved forward without your expertise on the operational side, and we may have missed some risks. I wanted to check in and understand what is going on." That is feedback that opens a door. For further guidance on giving feedback that reduces tension rather than igniting it, the approach is the same: precision over judgment every time. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When the SBI method works best and when to step back. The SBI method is the right tool for planned feedback conversations, both corrective and positive. It works when you have time to prepare, when the stakes are meaningful, and when clarity matters more than speed. It does not work as a spontaneous script. If a colleague does something outstanding in the moment, a warm, genuine word of recognition is better than a structured three-part statement. Reaching for the SBI framework in an informal setting can feel mechanical. Use your judgment. It also requires that the issue is behavioral, something that actually happened, not a vague sense that someone's attitude has changed. If you cannot complete the behavior step with a concrete, observable action, the feedback is not ready yet, and neither are you. For peer-to-peer conversations, the same structure applies, though the language softens slightly. "I would like to talk about our last few meetings. I have noticed that you have cut me off a few times when I was speaking. The impact on me is that I feel like my ideas are not being heard. That is the SBI method used as a tool for addressing tension-causing behavior without triggering a defensive shutdown. It works because it is specific, factual, and owned. Where self-awareness breaks down in feedback conversations. After decades of watching people try to give feedback, I have seen three patterns that repeat themselves. Each one is a failure of self-awareness, and each one the SBI method is designed to prevent. The mistake. Describing your interpretation as if it were a fact. Why it happens. You have lived with your conclusion long enough that it feels like evidence. What to do instead. Write out the behavior step first. Ask yourself, could I show this to a neutral observer and have them agree it happened? If not, you have an interpretation, not a behavior. The mistake. Overstating the impact to strengthen your case. Why it happens. You want the other person to take this seriously, so you reach for the most serious consequence you can name. What to do instead? State only the impact you can directly connect to the behavior. Overstating it damages your credibility and the other person's trust. The mistake. Skipping the preparation and delivering the framework from memory in the heat of the moment. Why it happens. You feel confident and the conversation feels urgent. What to do instead? Write it down first. Every time, the act of writing forces you to slow down and test your thinking. What looks solid in your head often falls apart on paper. That is exactly the point. Understanding why some people consistently give cleaner feedback than others comes down to this self-examination habit. The confidence competence loop in feedback delivery explains how that habit compounds over time. Building the habit of self-examination over time. The SBI method is not difficult to understand. Most people grasp it in 10 minutes, but using it well, with genuine self-awareness baked in, takes longer. Here is how I recommend building that fluency. In the first 2 weeks, write out the full SBI structure for every feedback conversation before you have it, even for small things. The discipline of writing it out trains you to separate observation from interpretation. You will notice, almost immediately, how often you've been carrying judgments you mistook for facts. After a month, begin reviewing what you wrote. Look at your impact statements. Are they honest? Or are they inflated? Look at your behavior descriptions. Are they observable? Or are the interpretations wearing a behavioral disguise? Honest review of your own patterns is a form of ongoing workplace growth that no course can substitute for. The most fluent feedback givers I know treat the SBI structure as a thinking tool, not just a speaking tool. They run the framework in their mind before any significant conversation, even when they will not use it word for word. That mental rehearsal is itself an act of self-awareness. It asks you to be honest about what you know, what you feel, and what you owe to the person across the table. For anyone ready to go deeper into the nuances of tone, timing, and psychological dynamics in high-stakes situations, the material in Advanced Feedback Techniques builds directly on what the SBI method establishes. The mirror before the message. Here is what I know after 60 years of getting this wrong more often than I got it right. The most valuable thing the SBI method ever gave me was not a cleaner script. It was a cleaner conscience. When I take the time to work through the situation, the behavior, and the impact before I speak, I find out things about myself I would rather not know: that I was exaggerating, that I was holding a grudge, that my anger was about something the other person had nothing to do with. That is not comfortable, but it is honest. And honest feedback, given with real self-awareness and clear intention, is the most generous thing you can offer another person. The SBI method is the right place to start. Use it not just to prepare what you will say, but to examine what you truly know and what you owe it to yourself to admit before you do. Frequently asked questions. What is the SBI method? The SBI method is a three-part feedback structure using situation, behavior, and impact. It asks you to describe a specific context, name an observable behavior, and state the effect it had. The structure removes personal judgment and forces clarity before you speak. How does the SBI method build self-awareness? Each component of the SBI method requires you to examine your own assumptions. Defining the situation exposes vague memories. Naming the behavior reveals whether you observed facts or interpreted intentions. And stating the impact forces you to own your emotional response rather than project blame onto the other person. When should I use the SBI method for feedback? Use the SBI method for both corrective and positive feedback whenever you need precision and fairness. It works best for planned conversations about specific incidents. It is less suited to spontaneous praise or informal check-ins, where a structured script can feel clinical and stiff. What is the most common mistake people make with the SBVI method? The most common mistake is slipping from observable behaviour to interpreted intention. Saying someone seemed distracted or appeared not to care is not a behaviour. It is a judgement. The SBI method requires you to describe only what you saw or heard, nothing more. Can the SBI method be used to give feedback to a manager? Yes, the SBI method is well suited to upward feedback because its structure keeps the conversation objective and non-confrontational. Naming a specific situation and behaviour rather than a personality trait makes the message easier for a manager to hear and act on. How does the impact step of the SBI method reveal personal bias? The impact step asks you to state the real effect of someone's behaviour, not your emotional reaction to their personality. Writing out the impact in advance often reveals whether your response is proportionate. If you cannot articulate a clear, specific consequence, the bias may be yours. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.